Each weekday during the month of February, the Jefferson Daily is airing historic African-American speeches. In these recordings, we can listen to how the orator originally expressed his or her ideas. Some were considered dangerous at the time, and some are still controversial. But all of these speeches played a role in the country's history. Here's the host of our series, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
Well-known civil rights activist and Congressman John Lewis said of Stokely Carmichael, "He didn't wait to be asked his opinion on anything. He told you and expected you to listen." Carmichael began his political defiance as a member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in the 1960s. Soon he began to criticize the movement leaders as being out of touch with the black youth of the day. He left the movement and co-authored a radical manifesto entitled Black Power. Through this, the Black Panther movement was born. In 1966, at the University of California, Berkeley, Carmichael gives one of his best-known speeches.
Now, several people have been upset because we've said that integration was irrelevant when initiated by blacks, and that, in fact, it was a subterfuge, an insidious subterfuge, for the maintenance of white supremacy. Now, we maintain that in the past 6 years or so, this country has been feeding us a thalidomide drug of integration, and that some Negroes have been walking down a dream street talking about sitting next to white people, and that that does not begin to solve the problem. That when we went to Mississippi, we did not go to sit next to Ross Barnett. We did not go to sit next to Jim Clark. We went to get them out of our way. And that people ought to understand that. That we were never fighting for the right to integrate. We were fighting against white supremacy. Now then, in order to understand white supremacy, we must dismiss the fallacious notion that white people can give anybody their freedom. No man can give anybody his freedom. A man is born free. You may enslave a man after he is born free. And that is, in fact, what this country does. It enslaves black people after they're born. So that the only act that white people can do is to stop denying black people their freedom. That is, they must stop denying freedom. They never give it to anyone. Now, we want to take that to its logical extension so that we could understand then what its relevancy would be in terms of new civil rights bills. I maintain that every civil rights bill in this country was passed for white people, not for black people. For example, I am black. I know that. I also know that while I am black, I am a human being. Therefore, I have the right to go into any public place. White people didn't know that. Every time I tried to go into a place, they stopped me. So some boys had to write a bill to tell that white man he's a human being. Don't stop him. That bill was for that white man, not for me. I knew it all the time. I knew that I could vote and that that wasn't a privilege. It was my right. Every time I tried, I was shot, killed, or jailed, beaten, or economically deprived. So somebody had to write a bill for white people to tell them, when a black man comes to vote, don't bother him. That bill, again, was for white people, not for black people. So that when you talk about open occupancy, I know I can live any place I want to live. It is white people across this country who are incapable of allowing me to live where I want to live. You need a civil rights bill, not me. I know I can live where I want to live. So that the failure to pass a civil rights bill isn't because of black power, isn't because of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, is not because of the rebellions that are occurring in the major cities. It is incapability of whites to deal with their own problems inside their own communities. That is the problem of the failure of the civil rights bill. And so in a larger sense, we must then ask, how is it that black people move, and what do we do? But the question in a greater sense is, how can white people, who are the majority, and who are responsible for making democracy work, make it work? They have miserably failed to this point. They have never made democracy work, be it inside the United States, Vietnam, South Africa, the Philippines, South America, Puerto Rico, wherever America has been. She has not been able to make democracy work. So that in a larger sense, we not only condemn the country for what is done internally, but we must condemn it for what it does externally. We see this country trying to rule the world, and someone must stand up and start articulating that this country is not God and cannot rule the world.
Stokely Carmichael, speaking at UC Berkeley in 1966. Join us next week for Benjamin Hooks and Martin Luther King Jr.